Someone asked recently, "Are you man enough to be a woman?" Well, let me tell you, I sure am. I had always wished that I could transform myself into a girl. Not permanently, just for a few hours now and then, to see what it would be like and maybe to have some kinky fun. I had cross-dressed since boyhood, and I had had that transformation fantasy just as long. Man enough? Let me tell you, if I could manage it, I wouldn't hesitate for a moment. Now, as I looked at my girlfriend's latest acquisition, I saw the notice in the package. Warning, this new bra causes sudden transformations. Oh gosh, I thought, if only. I didn't believe for a moment that it would cause the kind of transformation I had in mind. But naturally, I tried it on. It was just like any other bra I had ever worn, and as usual, too tight. I went to my room, dug out an extender, and hooked it onto the bra. Then, about my chest, close the back, turn it around, adjust the straps. And it happened. I had boobs inside the cups of the bra. Just like that. I pinched myself to see if I was dreaming. I wasn't. I removed the bra. More trouble than putting it on because of my breasts. Set it aside, and the boobs were gone. I tried it again and again. Put it on, the boobs appeared. Take it off, the boobs disappeared. Then I thought of something. What else was transformed? I felt down between my legs. No such luck. The old male parts were still there, bra or no bra. Then I had an idea. I plucked up my courage and went out and actually bought 4 of these miraculous bras in a size to fit me. When I got them home, I tried each of them on. Yep, they worked. Bra, boobs. No bra, no boobs. I carefully cut 3 of the bras apart. I examined the pieces and laid them out on a flat surface, trying to find a way of assembling them into a crude sort of panty. It was a tricky work because, let's face it, bra cups are made to fit a certain, well, characteristic shape, and I had a quite different shape in mind, and it looked as if the pieces of even 3 bras might not give me as much material as I needed. As I worked, I was assailed by doubts. Did the magic, as I hoped, inhere in the substance? The fabric of which the bras were made? What if it lay in the way in which they were put together? If that were the case, all my labor would be in vain. Once I had discovered a suitable rearrangement, I had to fasten them together. Sewing was out of the question. I couldn't sew for diddly squat. I settled for iron-on tape and hoped that it wouldn't, well, dilute the magic of the bra pieces. At length, my creation was complete. Now, for the test. I put on the remaining bra and was rewarded with a nice pair of C-cup titties. Then, with trembling hands, I slowly, carefully drew on my crudely improvised panty. Man enough to be a woman? I'd show them. Would it work? Aha! There, between my legs, my penis and balls were gone. In their place was the cutest little breast you ever saw.